Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, we're all here. Happy holidays, fellas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. Party.
Yeah, Kwanzaa. I found out Kwanzaa's kind of a Fugazi holiday.
Yeah, I think they dropped it.
Yeah.
You don't hear about it anymore.
Like, the founder of it was, like, some, like, psychopath. I don't know. Goes like way back. It started in like the 60s. I'm like, what is this? I don't know. But anyway,
I'm more of a Festivus guy.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Listen, I got a lot of problems with you people and you're going to hear it.
Oh man, God bless him. RIP Jerry Stiller. I've been watching a lot of King of Queens this week, 'cause there's just like a bunch of reruns, and he is hysterical. So funny.
Yeah. Yeah, legend. King Queens, very underrated show.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Great show. Great show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they don't make the sitcoms like they used to.
They don't make them like that anymore.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
His son, Jerry Stiller's son, Ben Stiller, huge Knicks fan. He live tweets every game.
He does.
Do you think he live bet the Mavs last night?
He probably had a bet on Luka's line. He definitely had 60-20 in 10, right?
First time ever.
First time ever. Right? Yeah. Yep.
I can't believe like Will Chamberlain never did that.
Yeah, I was shocked when I heard that no one else did it.
Pretty crazy. Well, yeah, because Will probably didn't have the 10 assist part, right? You know?
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. He definitely probably didn't have the rebounds part, because his whole thing was he was lazy.
Oh, so you only gave the 20 rebounds.
Yeah, I think he was an excellent passer, really great passer. But I read, like, you know, Bill Simmons' 800-page book, The Book of Basketball, and all that. And there's a lot about how much, like, Bill Russell was better than Wilt, just because Wilt didn't want to work hard.
Right, he's also biased.
Don't quote me, but I think Chamberlain actually led the NBA in assists one year. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah,
that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, he was a freak. You know, kind of a compiler though, if you think about it, right? Because did he only win one title? So
yeah, one title.
Yeah.
So, oh really? Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Kind of a compiler. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I knew that either. Yeah. Wow, one title.
Bill Russell, winning player. You know, so you got to give him that. But, yeah, the Knicks, I mean, if we did this pod a week ago, I think we'd be singing their praises, right? We'd be anointing them as future NBA champions. But it was all good just a week ago, as they say.
Listen, everybody was getting really excited. Everybody was getting really excited, eight in a row. And I forgot who. Somebody reached out to me and they were like, "Oh man, the Knicks. This is amazing." And I was like, "Yeah." And they were like, "What's the matter? You don't sound pumped." And I said, "Cuz I think this team could also lose eight in a row."
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I know this team. Like, I know them. But yeah.
Yeah, we've seen this before. It was funny. So last night, you know, my parents were here for 10 days. Last night was last night. And Mikey goes, shouts to Mikey. He goes with, Mikey, you know, 26 seconds left. Good thing Reggie Miller's not on the floor.
Oh boy. No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Kiss of death.
Thanks a lot, Mikey.
That was it.
Mikey, what the hell, man?
Yeah, yeah. Before you know it, no Reggie Miller, but there was a Luka Doncic. The great Luka Doncic, who, it's funny, the Mavs just got their Dirk statue on Christmas, right? I mean,
it looks sick.
It looks amazing, by the way, the fadeaway. Dirk's the man. Luka's about to get this statue like tomorrow. Like, it's, I mean, he is, there's no doubt in my mind he's the best player in the NBA right now. Not a doubt in my mind. Sorry, Adam. I know Kevin Durant, but I mean.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I've been saying that too. I agree with you.
The way he just could take over a game, he's just so confident, like so laid back about it. It's just ridiculous. It's like he might. I don't know. I'm probably going too far here. I don't think he can win a title by himself. Maybe. I don't know. Are they one player away at this point? Because of how good Luka is.
Think about it. He dragged that team to the Western Conference Finals. Pretty much all they had was Brunson. So
yeah,
yeah.
What player would be the best fit around them? What type of player?
Oh,
I don't think it's a guard.
How about Julius Randle?
Stretch. is it another wing? A stretch big or what is it? Who would be good with him?
You know, I was thinking about this, right? And I think it's just got to be a guy who, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, LeBron with Cleveland, where, like, he's, like, when you think about their system, like, he is the system. Like, Luka is the whole system. So it would have to be a guy that I think where Luka could take a couple possessions and just, like, stand in the corner and catch his breath, and another guy could just basically do what Luka does. So I was going to say Trae Young, even though I don't know what they would trade for him. I think Trae Young or like someone like that might be pretty good. Where like, okay, Luka's going to take a breather here, stand in the corner, and now Trae Young is going to take the next 7 minutes of the game and do his thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe Bradley Beal.
Yeah, I was thinking more of like what you're thinking. Like, I mean, Klay Thompson in his prime, I think would have been perfect. He's a guy
like a shooter, like a low volume shooter.
Just a shooter. That's it. Just like get in your spots. Luka will find you, and you're gonna hit this three, and that's it. You know, because Luka needs the ball.
Like a Ray Allen.
Yeah,
Ray Allen would have been perfect. Like doesn't need the ball. Luka's gonna dominate the ball.
Yeah,
but could just like run off screens and shoot, or just stand still and shoot. Shoot off the dribble. They have the stretch big in Wood, who's now doing really well. They just overall need more talent, right? They don't even need I don't think you need to pair superstars, but just better players, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that team's been mismanaged. Because they've had like Jalen Brunson probably gonna make the All-Star team this year. Maybe he was going to the Knicks no matter what, but they let him slip through their fingers. Porzingis, you lose the Porzingis trade both times. You lose it when you trade him. He's not great with them, and then you trade him away, and now he's good again, and the guys you got just aren't on that level. I might have, if I was Dallas, I know it did, you know, it wasn't working at the time with those two guys, personality-wise. I might have tried to wait that out. I think maybe they gave up on that too early, especially when you consider everything they gave up for Porzingis and Luka to pair those two together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know.
They're clearly not a contender yet.
Right
now I don't think so.
Right I mean, they beat, you know, obviously, you know, they beat down on the Knicks now twice. I wouldn't call last night a beat down, but I mean the way it ended up, and then the Lakers on Christmas Day, Suns a few times.
I'm watching the game, right, and they're up by obviously 9, and I'm thinking, all right, they got locked up. As soon as they cut it to 3 points, I was like, okay, they can like lose the lead, definitely. Then when they lose the game, I mean, that play, the ball at the end of regulation, when the ball landed perfectly in his hands in the perfect spot and everything, and he's the best player in the NBA and probably the best player we've seen since maybe LeBron or Durant. I wasn't too upset. Like, I logged on to Twitter after the game because I just wanted to see the drama of it all, like how people lose their minds, like Stephen A. Smith and everyone. Everyone's going crazy and overreacting. I was okay. Like, whatever. They choked. They lost. They blew away the lead. But think about it. Like, if you're going to blow away the lead, you lost it to Luka Doncic scoring 60, 20, and 10. Like, I'm not going to lose sleep over that.
No.
I was really impressed with the minutes that our young guys got, and then the way they played. Like, you're talking about someone like Deuce McBride getting 46 minutes, playing really well, quickly played great. Grimes scoring 30 and shooting the ball really well.
So those are the things that I took away. I went to sleep fine. Yes, it's embarrassing. Yes, it's the same. Like, we're always the butt of the joke. Oh, if anyone, it's going to happen to the Knicks. I'm okay. Listen, tomorrow we got Houston, I think, and then San Antonio the next day or vice versa. We'll be fine. I'm okay.
I agree.
And the thing that pissed me off the most wasn't like last night. Like, that was a tough loss. But like, Barrett was hurt. It was the loss to Toronto and Chicago, two home games when you have all the momentum going for you. And that was such a Nick loss, that loss to Toronto. That pissed me off more than anything. So I think if they, in a row, and then you have a three-game homestand with those teams that you definitely should win. Philadelphia, okay, you lost to them. That's understandable. You got to beat Toronto and Chicago at home.
Yeah.
Have to.
Yeah, that's what...
Let Siakam drop 50, let Van Fleet shoot from anywhere.
Yeah,
that was like they were almost feeling, they were hearing all the positive press and got like full of themselves a little bit, which is like insane. You haven't won shit.
Yeah, and I think the way they lost these games too, right? Like to Toronto, Siakam dropping 50, career night, which always happens to the Knicks, especially at the Garden. Then the way they lost to the Bulls, missing free throws down the stretch. The way they lost to the Sixers, winning like the entire game until the fourth and just blowing it. And then it was Christmas Day, like national game, like that just sucks to see on Christmas. And then last night, so it was like the three games. And then, what happened last night was just like the icing on the cake after winning eight in a row. And it's just like, fuck, we suck again. Oh, no, we suck again. It's just like, I don't know what to think. But the silver lining, as you said, is, we got some good young players. We kind of knew that already. But they're finally getting like time to shine.
And you don't have Brunson, right? And then you lose Barrett like 2 minutes into the game. I thought that takes, like, I know that they were winning and they had a big lead at the end. They should have won the game. But I thought, like, that takes incredible fight, right? That's toughness. And that's saying, okay, next man up and play. And, Frankie agrees.
Yeah, Frankie agrees.
Sorry.
No, dude. The God Pod starts guest starring Frankie. That sounded like a legit like hi.
It sounded like she said hi.
Yeah.
She said hi. Very
cool. That's great.
Awesome.
Frank.
But okay.
Yeah.
What about these New Jersey Nets? Nine in a row.
Holy shit.
Is it that much in that? Wow.
Yeah.
If they win tonight, it's 10, and then they end up with Charlotte to end the year, that'd be 11. So they could end the year on an 11 game winning streak possibly.
Highest team in the league. Whoa.
Was it Durant? They asked him what it was, and was it him? He made a comment like it's just all about basketball now.
Yeah, he did, and it does feel like that. With Kyrie Irving, that whole stuff. Now that that's over, I think now that he lost the Nike deal, now that he doesn't have an NBA contract after this year, I think he kind of was like, maybe he had a little bit of an epiphany, a little bit of a come to Jesus moment where it was like, listen, if I don't buckle in here, what's next for me? I got no shoe deal. I got no NBA deal. So since then, he's been on a real tear. Durant's just been playing like, how he's always played. And I think that they're starting to get into that conversation in the Eastern Conference where like, with Milwaukee and Boston, I think they're on that tier now where like, okay, in a series, this is going to be competitive. It's not like where it was with Harden and these two, where it was like, okay, if these three are healthy, it looks like they're going to walk to a title. But like, it looks like at least now they might be able to salvage something. So I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just don't think anyone can beat them when they're healthy in the East. I really don't. Oh, I'm sorry, Boston. I think they're better than Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you might be right. I think they're missing like one piece. I think like Claxton's been great. He's been a great center, but like, I don't know, in the playoffs with Claxton and Simmons, you got two guys who shoot less than 50% from the line and who both can't score outside the paint. I don't know how that's going to work in a playoff series. So I think they need to stretch big. That's why I think a guy like Vukovic, who might be available if Chicago decides to tear it down, or somebody like Mo Bamba, if he's out there, any big man that could shoot a little bit, I think could really change things for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're sitting pretty right now.
What's going on with Joe Harris? Is he still banged up? It seems like he's getting less minutes. And even actually when he does get a little bit more minutes, like, he's just not doing what he was doing before last year's injury.
So he had a couple good games, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, his knee's sore, and now we haven't seen him in a week. Which, I don't know if you remember last year, he sprained his ankle and he's going to miss two games, and he ended up missing 45 games and had two surgeries on his ankle. So I don't really know what's going to happen with Joe Harris. I think he's probably, if you're looking at the Nets roster, like, when you consider the $17 million salary, I think he's the piece that you trade if you're going to try to get a big guy. Only because, like, they have some wings now. Like Watanabe's been panning out for them. TJ Warren looks pretty good. So I don't think they need him. I think they could replace him.
Yeah. Yeah. Things are good. I didn't think they'd come around this quick, to be honest. I thought,
I thought it was over. I thought it was over.
Yeah.
Is Jacques Vaughn, like, here to stay?
He should be.
Yeah. I think he's been pretty good. He's been pretty good. He does like little stuff like that Nash didn't do. You know, like they talked about before one game where, like, he showed everyone, like, after a game where they didn't rebound well, like, he pulled up a sheet and he printed it out and he put it on the bulletin board. And it was everybody's, like, it was like an advanced metric on box outs and how some of the guys on the team were, like, the worst in the NBA at boxing out. And then after that, they actually won the rebounding, you know, advantage for that game. So, like, little things like that, I don't think Nash did. I think Nash was just, like, showed up and, like, so I think Nash showed up and thought he was just going to walk to a title, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems that way. You mentioned Vucevic and the Bulls blowing it up. Obviously,
oh, Frankie wants Vucevic.
Yeah, she that caught her here. DeRosa, he's been, you know, rumored to the Knicks, which I don't see the fit. LaVine to the Knicks again. I'm just not sure. Where are the Bulls blowing it up? It seems like they are. Where are the three, their big three, going?
I think that LaVine and DeRozan are both going to be Laker targets. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I think the Lakers are going to try to get one of those guys. I think one of them ends up on the Lakers.
Yeah, I think DeRozan, for sure. He's an L.A. kid. Compton. Makes sense, right?
Yeah. I think LaVine is also.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So who knows? And then Vucevic, that'd be perfect for the Nets. As far as the Knicks, what is the move? First off, what's going on with Reddish? Like, Siakam's dropping 50, Luka's dropping 60.
He's done.
Clearly, but, like, if there's any guy that could guard these type of guys on our team right now, it's Reddish, right? I mean, 6'8", long, you know. Good defender. No? What's going on there?
Yeah. He must not have a good work ethic.
I don't like when guys that really haven't proven a whole lot are, like, working with their agent to, like, get a trade.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think that's a bad look. I feel like they can't trade him fast enough, honestly.
He was overrated and overhyped on that Duke team with Zion. And now, like, he got to Atlanta. He's drafted pretty fairly high. Didn't do anything in Atlanta. Now he's here, still doing the same thing. I think he might be who he is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Definitely starting to see that.
Permanent potential.
Which is strange, though, because he did have flashes. Like, the first game of the season this year in Utah, he looked great. And then he did have some games where he looked really good. But I don't know how he fell out of the rotation so quickly, and he's buried. Like, you don't see him. Like, at least Fournier and people like Derrick Rose gets burned here and there, but, like, in a pinch. But those guys, they're vets that they just don't fit on the team. So you understand that they can be traded and definitely play somewhere else. Reddish, I don't know. Like, I think if he goes to a team like the Lakers, he might be who he is on the Lakers, which is just another guy. Like, right now, what's the difference between what he's doing and, like, say, Austin Reeves?
Yeah. So, I mean, so for me, it's a wing defender. Like, a wing defender, 3 and D, defender type guy who can lock down your team's best player. I think that's what the Knicks are lacking. I think they find that type of player, and then and now we're cooking, right? I don't know. That's where I stand. What kind of this team is missing?
They were trying for OG before
that. That would be a dream. Adam, what did you say it would take for OG at this point?
I don't know. I read on Twitter they want the same package as Mitchell.
Yeah, that's not.
They want the same deal for OG.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean that's crazy. He's
I don't know. My side might be out of his mind a little bit.
It's a solid player, but geez, like I don't know. Knicks, they do have. I feel like have the pieces to make a trade for him though. Like they can make it happen. Like they have good players. We have tons of picks, but.
If
Phoenix blows it up, maybe we could get Mike Bridges.
I would love that too. Yeah, he's another guy.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Exactly. One of those two would be like my top right now. Yeah, like 3-and-D wing defenders. That's it. You know?
But listen, like if the Knicks end up being, you know, this is way overshooting it. But like let's just say they're a 5 seed. That's a good season.
Yeah.
Right? That's a really good season with this team. I'm actually pretty impressed with Julius Randle. He's impressed me.
He's been great.
See, here's my thing.
He has boneheaded plays, for sure.
Can he hit a free throw though, these guys with the free throws?
Yeah, it's just my problem with Randle. I think he's still he's not the guy. I think he's a great player. I just feel like he's better suited. Like hey, I think he'd be like a nice compliment to Luka, right? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and he's a Dallas guy. Like, that'd be a perfect fit for Julius. I just, as the guy on the team, I just don't know if I like it. I like Brunson. I want Brunson to be the guy. Like, he's the Knicks. Brunson. Right? Like, he's the Knicks guy. Like, he's our, like, you know, capitone, if you want to call it. Leader. I don't know. Maybe it's too early. He's only been here a few months, but he already seems like he is. But.
I think we're going to have.
Before the weekend, that the Knicks were one of the four teams that are top 10 in offense and defense,
which is shocking.
Yeah. They have a point differential of like +2.1 even after last night's game. So that's pretty good. That's in line with like what Josh said, like 5 seed. So I think they're in 6 now, right? So I think 5 seed's in play for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know who the guy is. What about I think we were talking the other day. What about making a trade for like Trae Young?
I know you keep.
Is that too much? Is that too much moving heaven and earth?
Yeah,
I think his time is definitely up.
I don't know if it's too much moving because we have a lot of assets. I don't know. You know, I think we could get it done. I'm really worried about two things with him. One, everybody knows his defense is bad. Yeah. It's like atrocious. It's not existent.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's also like one of these. Players that like I don't know if teammates love playing with him, and he seems like kind of like a Stephon Marbury type.
He's clearly a diva.
No, but like uber talented, right? Really talented. Might always have arguments with the coach.
Yeah.
Might get you to the playoffs, but you'll be the last seed there and you'll be knocked out. You may win one game. That's it. Like I don't know if he's the guy that's like making guys around him better, a true leader, rallying everybody, like a real winner. You know, I that's the part where I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's probably the worst defender in the league, pound for pound. Right? Just on body type and ability alone.
He's just so small. I just don't know. I don't know if he can guard anybody. Like, I don't know if there's one player he can guard.
Yeah, like Steph Curry, for years he's like, oh, he's too skinny, he's too small, yada yada yada. He's a good defender now, probably because he actually works at it, and he got a little bigger over the years. But like Trey, I don't know. I just don't see it like ever coming to that, you know. So it's tough. And would that ruin the chemistry with Brunson and the team? You know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that you can play Brunson with Trey also. So I think that you'd have to totally redo the whole makeup of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was interesting though with the odds. That tweet I sent, I don't know if that was this morning or last night. That what was it? The Mavericks were like the number one team to land him. which would be interesting, right?
Yeah. I don't know who they have to trade. That's the only thing.
How would they get him?
I don't see and him and Luka together. I don't know. I'm assuming they get along. They remember in that what was that All-Star game? A few years back, where
I think the rookie game,
sophomore game,
that was awesome.
Hit the half court shot, and they're both like, you know, yucking it up with each other. So obviously they're you know, the draft trade, you know, they're kind of like bonded together on that. But
yeah,
I don't know where the best fit is for Trae Young, but it sounds like it's over in Atlanta.
I think there's going to be a lot
tonight
of
tonight without him. So,
yeah, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of players that are going to change their minds about where they currently are. Like, I'm thinking about Karl-Anthony Towns, right? Like, I don't know if he's going to necessarily rush to come back.
Right. Right. Yeah. God, I haven't heard anything about him.
You know, he's one. Trey is one. Kyrie Irving on the Nets, right? He's super quiet now, and he's just showing up to work and doing his job, and that's great. But he's also looking for a contract, right? Like, what are the Nets going to give him a contract that's like heavily stipulated, or are they going to say, okay, maybe we could sell him off and get something? You know?
Yeah, I still think that they would trade him in a second if they could.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you know, I personally, as a fan, I know I'm in the minority, but I don't trust them, honestly. Like, I don't trust them to just complete this season and not cause any trouble and not have something derail what's been going well so far. I mean, I could be wrong, but we'll see how it goes.
I trust him until he signs the next contract, right? Then
maybe that could be part of it too.
But there's definitely guys out there. This injury for Devin Booker makes it interesting because, like, how far now, if he's out a month and they've already had their issues, like, I've seen Ayton and the coach still fighting on the bench and bickering, like, did they start thinking about, okay, maybe we need to like trade off some pieces and what to do? So maybe Ayton goes.
They got a new owner too.
I don't know what the Lakers have really to give up, but I know that they want to be players, you know?
Yeah.
More talent. Because even I think LeBron made a comment, like, it's really hard without Anthony Davis on the court.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really concerning with him, you know? And you kind of knew it, too. I felt it. When he was on that hot streak, I'm like, yeah, but how long is this going to last? He's just going to get hurt again. It's inevitable. It's such a shame, you know? But
I'm kind of looking at Orlando, too, as a team that, like, they've been pretty good, but I think they've got a lot of guys that do kind of the same thing. Like, they have a lot of big guys.
Okay.
I'm wondering if they have... They just signed Bamba. They have Wendell Carter. They have
Bol Bol.
You know, Bol Bol's been pretty good for them. Paolo, like, all those guys are pretty much big guys. So I'm wondering if that's a team. If you're a team looking to upgrade, if you can grab one of those guys.
Yeah. Or what about going back to Trey, the Pels? I mean, they're a team lacking a point guard, right? I think that's a great fit there.
Yeah, and they got all those Laker picks.
Yeah, they could probably make something happen.
Huh. Yeah, that'd be a good one, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But, all right, interesting stuff.
Boston looks so damn good, right? Like, after that Christmas game, I was like, shit.
Yeah, Tatum was, like, dominant. Like, he made Giannis look, like, silly. Like, he was just so good. So good, you know?
That dunk on Giannis is insane.
Insane. Insane. Yeah, I'm thinking, like, Luka, Tatum, Durant, those are, like, the top three players in the league right now. I don't know if I'm missing anyone. I guess it was AD.
Jokic too, right?
Jokic, yeah. Jokic business as usual, you know, with Jokic. He just, you know.
Man, he's modern day Wilt Chamberlain. That guy's amazing.
Crazy.
If, yeah, 40-27 the other day.
Yeah, if he didn't play in Denver, you know, if he just played a bigger market, maybe he'd be talked about a little bit more. It's just they're one of those teams, but, like, you know, Western Conference Finals probably.
But it's crazy. Like, he's got two MVPs, right? If he wins a third this year, like, we got to talk about him as, like, all-time, one of the
all-timers.
All-time great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, how many people have won three in a row?
I think.
I don't know. Bird, maybe?
Did Jordan, maybe?
I think.
That first, maybe?
It's either Jordan, Kevin Bird, Knox, or Magic. It's one of those three.
I don't even know if Jordan won it three times in a row, because after a while, I think they wanted to, like, keep it away from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, exactly.
I think it actually.
Barkley won it one year.
I think it might have been Bird. I thought I heard this recently, that he won three in a row, but I'm not sure. We'll see.
But if Denver's in first place in the Western Conference, and I was looking the other day, and I was like, man, like, it's hard to pick a team in the West, like, right now, to be like, hey, this team's going to win the championship. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I know that Tony picked the Warriors before the season, and I feel like if they put it together, like if Kerr came back and they put it together, like I wouldn't be surprised if they did it again.
Yeah, they could quietly do
as bad as they've been.
Yeah, the Clippers are quietly like a 4 seed, and they've been battling injuries, but they've been making it work. You know, don't underestimate them. Portland, I guess, are they still doing all right? I think so.
I think they faded a
little. Did they? Yeah, and then
yeah, Pelicans are up there still.
The Grizzlies.
Grizzlies, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some teams here. But, all right, should we pivot over to football?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, obviously, we have to lead with the New York Football Jets here. Mike White cleared the play. You know, kind of what could have been. You know, if we got him one of these last two games instead of Zach Wilson, I don't know. What are their chances here? Paul Pancakes, I'll start with you. In Seattle this weekend, you know, we need a Pats. We need Pat. No, we need Dolphins to actually win.
We need a Pat loss in the final two games. Just one.
Just one.
Miami and then at Buffalo. So we got to hope that Buffalo is still playing for the top seed come next week.
Yeah.
If that's happening, then I don't see any way they go into Buffalo and win. But I really think that'll work itself out. The Jets just have to win the final two games if they're going to get in. It's crazy, though. Vegas thought Mike White was worth 5 points in the spread from
Holy Zach. Shit.
Yeah, it was actually more than I thought. I think it went from like 2.5 or 3 Seattle to now the Jets were 2.5. I think it got lower, but like initially there was like a 5-point swing. And I think they said that was the biggest swing for like a change of quarterback in like years or whatever from a gambling perspective. So it just shows you not how good White is, but just how bad Wilson is. He's literally epically bad. It's insane. It's Jamarcus level. It's Ryan Leaf level. I think he did show flashes last year, definitely beginning this year, but ever since that Pat game, I don't know what. Like, he's mentally shot.
He's done.
With those comments. Yeah, he just doesn't know what to do with the locker room, the media. Like, he's done. He's completely done. Adam had it right. I kind of figured he'd get one more shot, but I didn't think he was going to squander it away that quick. I mean, he literally, this is the worst two-game stretch I've seen from a quarterback. They had 8-9 guys in the box every single play daring him to throw. You know, a normal NFL quarterback would tear that up, so they'd have to back up. That's why the Jets can't run the ball, because they have 9 people in the box. He can't do anything. And during the Jacksonville game, I honestly, like, I did feel like a little bad for him. The New York fans here are brutal. I mean, they were booing on the first pass. Like, you knew that was gonna happen. There's no coming back from it. It's over. And I really do think they will win the final two games and get in.
I definitely think they're gonna beat Seattle.
If Geno beats them, I could see Geno just like
he's been really bad the last couple of weeks, and they kind of fell apart. Like they look like they were going to compete for that division. They just completely fell off.
Their defense is so bad, so bad.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I wish they were kind of out of the playoff contention.
I know.
Because they're still very much alive in it. So that's annoying. And anytime you got a guy like Metcalf, Lockett, Ken Walker, and that crowd, it's tough. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And Carroll, he was even saying, like, he's like, yeah, me and Gino, we have a lot of history over there. He's like, we always like to kind of stick it to them.
Ugh.
So he, Carroll still talks about, like, that was 1994, bro. Like, you suck.
Like, what? Move on.
Move on. Like, leave us alone.
Hey, you won a Super Bowl already.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a break. Yeah. But I think the defense is going to come out very motivated now that Zach is not in there. Because you can tell, that Jaguar game, man, they, you know, Quinnen gets the strip sack in the opening drive. And then what happens? A run pass option, he gets smacked for no yards.
Yeah.
Incomplete or running play, I forget. And then the third down sack, he doesn't even look, like, to the right where the guy is coming from. Clacks him. After that, it's over. And I think the defense are like, you got to get a touchdown there coming out of that turnover. I think the whole stadium and the team was just deflated after that. And they knew. So I think this game, they're going to be, the whole team is going to be pepped up for sure to have White back there. So
yeah.
I'm confident, cautiously confident.
Yeah. Everything you said makes sense. I worry with Seattle again, Gino and Carroll, especially Gino, I guess, wanting, you know, payback, and then the crowd, obviously, and the fact that they're still mathematically in it. Those things worry me a lot. But I think they are a better team. They should win. And then, you know, go into Miami last week of season and win. It's going to be tough. But I'm just happy that, like, we still...
We have a shot.
Yeah, I was not looking forward to having, like, meaningless, like, football games, right? Because at this point, you're not playing for draft picks. You know, it's just like, I want to be able to, you know, watch these last two games and mean something. So I'm happy about that.
And White's back. If it was Wilson Flacco or Streveler... Like, I would have no interest in watching. At least with White, it's like, okay, like, you know, he played well. Like, maybe we got something here. Let's see if he can
win the job.
You know, revert back.
Win the job.
Wait, who is the third guy?
Streveler, the guy who was like Tebow running like a madman.
He was kind of exciting.
Yeah, he was.
That one drive, you know?
He was like, keep him on the team as like Taysom Hill,
yeah.
That type of. Like, whatever, like, he looked good, but he can't throw the ball at all. It was crazy.
Yeah, I don't think they were letting him throw the ball. And we all wanted to bet Streveler touchdown, right? But it wasn't even on it wasn't on any sports book.
Yeah, honestly, if they went to him after halftime, who knows what could happen.
I know.
So if they win at Seattle and they beat Miami,
they're in. Miami, they'll be in.
It's what, a 90% chance? Is that what the
it's
odds
like 94.
Are?
Just New England has to lose one game, either versus Miami this weekend or at Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah, because
Buffalo, like I said, if they're playing for the one seed, Mac Jones is not going in the Orchard Park and getting Josh Allen. I'm sorry.
I think that Miami New England game is kind of a coin flip this weekend.
It is.
It's only a two point spread.
I don't think New England's going to go in there and roll them over. I think it's going to be competitive.
The thing is, they got Bridgewater though. You know what I mean? Dolphins.
He's good. I like him. Like he's okay. He's fine. You know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just not afraid of any team with Mac Jones as their quarterback. Ever.
Yeah.
Unless I'm a defensive back running after an interception and he tries to break my my kneecaps. That's the only time I'm afraid.
I think with the Jets, it comes to two games. Really comes down to two games. It was both New England games, right? If like have Mike White, they probably win those games.
Yeah.
If they have Mike White the whole season, they win, I think, at least 10 games.
Yes, easily.
So kind of stinks, but I hope they get it. I really hope they get it in. I hope Mike White stays healthy. And it's kind of interesting, right? You could either roll with Mike White for next year if he plays well, or you enter the field of quarterbacks, which I think will be pretty deep this year.
Yeah, and not even the Pats games, but like Berrios, if he catches the ball in Minnesota, you know, if Michael Carter doesn't fumble the ball in Buffalo, maybe they win. You know, like this has been the Detroit game. I mean, they blow that. They have that. You know, clearly, you know, something went wrong on that play with the touchdown to lose the game. You know, like such little things like that. This team is like right there. You know, just like right there. So many games. But yeah, I think if Mike White plays over Zach Wilson, we definitely at least win two more, you know, at the minimum. But
we're still in it. That's all I wanted. You know, we still got a shot.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Adam, you were saying something?
Yeah, I was going to say, so me and my brother are going through it at the gym, right? Like, you're thinking about, you know, for next year, like, do the Jets keep Mike White? Do the Giants, you know, keep Daniel Jones, or you try to upgrade? If you go through the quarterbacks in the NFL right now, you see some of these guys that are starting every week. Like Sam Darnold, the starting quarterback in the NFL. Baker Mayfield, the starting quarterback in the NFL. Trace McSorley won a game last week. Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft. He started. Carson Wentz just got a starting gig. Derek Carr just got benched for who? Who starts for him? Stinson?
Stidham.
Stidham.
There's like 20 dudes in the NFL starting a quarterback, and you're like, who, where, what, how? There's not a lot of upgrades there. So, like for the Jets, Mike White, like you know, win these last two games, win the job, and then just roll with them next year. Like rather than go get like a Derek Carr or something like that.
I
think they will win these last two games.
Yeah,
he's playing for his life, man. Like he's going to give everything he has.
Yeah, and he wants to play. He wanted to play against Detroit, right? And, you know, there's a conspiracy theory out there that Woody supposedly spoke to, like, how many doctors did White go see?
10.
Like 10 doctors. I mean, that's a little far-fetched, obviously. Woody obviously is very plugged into the medical industry. But, I mean, to go to 10 doctors and be like, hey, don't clear his ass. You know, like, I need my investment to work out with Zach Wilson. I don't know.
Yeah,
probably a little far fetched, but
I think he was really hurt. Like that, those hits were insane.
Yeah,
but even Woody knows now after watching last two home games, it's done.
No denying it. Yeah, the last thing the owner wants is the stadium booing their quarterback. Yeah.
Yep, and I think they will be able to trade him.
Yeah, what was that? Season. Yeah, what was that about that you sent earlier with Carr? Like, almost that, like, they would have to give us picks for Zach Wilson.
Yeah, well, like, if they keep him past the Super Bowl, his contract becomes guaranteed for, like, $40
million. Oh, fuck.
Derek Carr?
Yeah.
Damn.
$40
million. Yeah. Wow. So, like, they would have to either trade him or just straight up cut him before this Super Bowl.
What happened there?
It's something like that. Either way, like the Raiders are kind of screwed. Like it's done. Especially now, they're saying, like the last 2 weeks, just stay home. Like there's no repairing that.
That's wild.
Has he been that bad? Has he been like that bad?
He threw for 5,000 yards last year with Gruden.
Did they go to the playoffs
for most of the time?
They went to the playoffs.
Yeah, they did go to the playoffs.
Yeah,
they didn't win, but like he threw for 5,000 yards.
Yeah,
I'm not
a fan of McDaniels at all. The only thing with Carr is he's terrible in the cold weather. Like, there's a pretty big sample size with that.
Yeah,
and that gives me a little pause.
Like again, we just went through a bunch of quarterbacks. Like, I don't know, Derek Carr, he's your guy.
Oh yeah,
I mean, you're not happy, but you're not like miserable, right? I don't know.
No.
Right, but I'd almost want to see. Yeah, I don't. I'd rather see like a Mike White win the job. But yeah,
definitely for sure.
But what are the other options? I guess for the Jets, it's Jimmy G. It's, you know, there's a Rod, maybe Rodgers, maybe Brady. Like, I don't know.
Gardner Minshew.
Oh yeah, Minshew mania. Maybe, you know, he looks good, right?
But like what? Yeah. He did, but like, what's the difference between him and Mike White, especially?
Right.
I mean, that Eagles system is like unbelievable.
Yeah. Very, very quarterback friendly there.
Yeah.
But like next year you look at it, you get Vera Tucker back, right? Garrett Wilson's in year two, and he looks like he's going to be a top five receiver.
Yep.
Easy.
Yep.
Easy. And then, you know, Hall's back and, you know, you'll see. We got to rebuild that line a little bit more, but they have talent. They're attractive. They're an attractive team now, which is rare. It doesn't happen very often.
Is Becton, so. You know, we always forget about Becton. I mean, is his career over at this point?
To say he's working, he'll get another shot. He'll definitely get another shot.
Yeah, I just, you know.
I just don't think he'll ever stay healthy.
Right, right, yeah.
I could see him, you know, playing well next year for the first, like, whatever, month, two of season, and then, boom, same shit happens.
Yeah.
He's just too big, man. He's too big.
This is totally me guessing and all speculation. I think the issue with a lot of his injuries is he gets so big and out of shape in the off season, and then when it's time to like get in shape, it's like a shock to his body.
He overworks it. Yeah, exactly.
It's if he just could, I know he had the surgery and got taken care of. If he could just like get in shape and keep in shape for the whole year, I think he'd get something out of him. I mean, the talent's there.
Yeah,
when he was healthy, he was just annihilating dudes.
Yeah,
but he gotta be in the field.
We'll see. We'll see. Speaking of,
because
I was about to switch to the Giants, but you probably had a comment on the Jets still.
No, I was just saying, like, if they make the playoffs, right? Who would they play? Is it like would they be playing Kansas City at Kansas City?
Could be at Cincy.
See, like I don't. I think if the Jets get in, they're one of those like teams that'll be annoying for an offense like that to play because the defense is so good. You got the defensive coach. It's one of those teams where like the Chiefs or Bengals probably win, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a frustrating game.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to get in because they have the longest playoff drought in the league. Like, just get there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care what happens. Just get there.
Yeah.
End that drought.
Yeah. Well, one more Jet thing. Also, I wanted to say, Garrett Wilson, rookie of the year. Ahmed Gardner, rookie of the year. Breece Hall was probably the runaway rookie of the year before he went down. What I mean is that one of the best drafts we've seen in a while.
We've said it. Franchise changing type draft. That's what it was. It really was amazing. Even Jermaine Johnson has looked good in flashes. Yep. You know. So absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
And the guy, Max Mitchell.
Yeah.
Around. He was a starting tackle until he got blood clot. They got O-line just falling apart.
Yeah. That hasn't been talked about enough. Just how bad, how beat up the O-line's been and how that's been tough. Cause I mean, it almost killed Mike White. Obviously Zach already sucks, but it makes him look even worse. So it's just been tough.
Flacco, you can't put Flacco behind.
Yeah, there. No, definitely not. Guy can't move at all. So yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But I wanted to pivot over to the Giants because you know Adam, you brought up the QB situation. You know what happens there. You know, I think DJ looks kind of good. I think you got to bring him back. You got to keep rolling with him. No, he has no receivers.
I mean, I think if you could find an upgrade, like we talked about Lamar Jackson last pod.
Yeah, yes.
You do that. But like if not, I mean, yeah. I mean I don't know how team friendly the deal is gonna be now. Because I mean I there's probably 14 teams that need a quarterback. I mean the draft, there's a couple guys that are probably going first round. And then after that, I think there's probably gonna be like six or seven teams looking to sign Jones. So I'm not in love with paying him like a huge contract, but I think they're going to do what they can to keep him for sure.
That many teams. Wow.
Think about it. You know, I mean, there's so many of these teams need a quarterback. They don't even have a young guy in the roster. So I don't know. I guess we'll see how it plays out, but hopefully the Giants can keep him on a team friendly deal if they can't upgrade. And I still think there's still time left here for Jones to kind of write the rest of his story this year. You know, if they can get to the, you know, things will change. If they can get to the playoffs and maybe win a game, you know, then the whole conversation changes entirely. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Juice, where are you at with him?
So I like him. He has a lot of the intangible toughness and leadership like skills that I saw with Eli. And I think that's what reminded, you know, front office of, when they selected Daniel Jones. I wish, man, that he had some talent around him so I could really see. because they're really like the offensive play calling and everything is very protected, right? They're not really letting Daniel Jones do too much because of who he's working with, I feel like. So I still don't know, you know, like if we had better wide receivers, would he be throwing it down the field more? And if he's throwing it down the field, is he throwing it to the right colored jersey? And that we won't, I feel like I'm not finding that out in these games. It's tough. But what I do see is I see a ton of drop passes from our wide receivers.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll say this. He's like the team loves him. Saquon loves him. He's a quiet guy. Doesn't say much. He like owns everything. Everything's on him. He's never dishing out any blame. There's no controversy. He's a quiet leader. I think he's going to get a 2 or 3 year deal. I do think so, because I don't think they pick high enough that they're going to get a quarterback. I don't even know if the quarterbacks, anyone's really in love with the quarterbacks coming out. And I do think that if Joe Shane's going to maneuver the picks to like move up in the draft, I think he's going to move up for a wide receiver or somebody on defense.
Yeah. Yeah. And
this is the thing with Jones. Like for me, like the eye test tells me I like Jones. You know what I mean? But then like we're on year four of like 20 points and 200 yards passing every game. So that's the red flag there. And like, I know there's a lot of context that I'm missing when I just say that, but sometimes the numbers are just the numbers, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Frankie didn't like your take on that.
Well, like the wide receivers, right? Like, give this guy somebody to throw to. Like, it's crazy. Isaiah Hodgins is our best wide receiver.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, how is Dable even like getting like scheming these guys open? It's unbelievable.
I know.
I don't know.
Elite coach. He's great. He's great.
It's,
you know, when they get real talent,
it like reminds me of like, you know, that show on Food Network. It's like, what's that show? Chopped. They're like, you don't know what you're cooking with. And then they like pull back the curtain and it's like, okay, here is
jalapenos, cookie dough ice cream. And,
the Aki way.
go win some games. Like
true.
The schedule really broke really well for them. Where, because think about it, they only won one game in the last six. Isn't that insane? Like, they won one game in the last six.
Wait, really?
And they probably shouldn't have won it because of pass interference or whatever you want to call it, like a lot of shenanigans.
Oh, that's right. The game.
So they won one out of the last six. So like if it wasn't for that schedule in the front, like who knows? And there were so many close games. It could have gone either way. We could have been easily one of the worst teams, but I think we needed it this year. It's been a bad couple of years since 2016. I want to just see them make the playoffs. Hopefully they just take care of business against the Colts and they get there. If we play Minnesota at Minnesota, which is what I want, I don't know if it's plausible, but I think we got a shot. If we go to play San Fran in San Fran, I think Nick Bosa might wreck the game for us.
You have some good history up there, though, too.
I think you could beat San Fran. I really do.
Yeah, you guys have been successful out there.
I know
Brock Purdy isn't playing well. They have a lot of talent, but still Brock Purdy, man, starting a playoff game.
Yeah, it's really the NFC. It's really the Eagles, right? And then everybody else is kind of like almost like the same.
Level.
Like Tampa stinks.
Awful.
And Tampa sucks. You guys can beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
You just basically did almost by, you know, whatever. Dallas you can play with for sure. It's really just Philly.
Yeah, Philly and Dallas has today, you know? I don't know, but...
And that's it. So...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be pumped if I were you guys. I really think you can win a game or two.
I'm curious to see how the Packers kind of sneak in here and how they'll do if they do sneak in. You know, if they go on one of these epic
runs.
The
Panthers?
No, the Packers. Green Bay.
Oh, Packers. Yeah.
So I don't know.
They got to beat. Who do they have? They have Detroit. Is it Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit. Who?
And then who's the last one?
I don't know. I have to check the schedule. Detroit had a disappointing loss to the Panthers. Panthers, they're trying to sneak in too.
Actually, they got Minnesota, then Detroit. So
okay, yeah, it should be.
Packers. I've been watching them a lot. They're also like Tampa, where they have the quarterback, but the quarterback seems like he's not throwing any crazy amount of touchdowns or making a lot of plays on. The team is just not what it used to be.
Right.
Both of them.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting finish in both conferences. I can't wait. And this is why the NFL is it's the best show on TV, right? I mean, the viewership numbers like Christmas compared to the NBA. Just the amount of parody and the gambling and just the drama, it's awesome. It really is. Especially when both our teams are involved, you know.
I know you guys don't want to hear this, but I really want Buffalo to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean,
I used to kind of like root for them like last year when the Jets were terrible. Now I'm starting to really dislike them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you guys can't root for them.
I like Allen. I do like Allen. He's not like a dick.
No, he seems like a good showboat. Guy. Yeah.
He seems like a really chill guy. I don't like their coach, McDermott. He seems like a very, like, swarmy, I don't know. He's very, very cocky, too. Always going for it on, like, fourth. And, like, he doesn't really give respect to the other teams. I'm not a fan of his.
I don't like Diggs. I don't like Diggs either.
He's
kind of just, you know, I've seen that Buffalo 30 for 30, right? Four Super Bowls in a row, and it's so sad they lose them all. And then, I don't know, just recently, like, they've been killed with snow.
They got hammered. Yeah. This past storm was pretty tragic, actually. A lot of
30 people death.
Yeah.
I was looking at it. I don't obviously want the Eagles to win. I don't want the Cowboys to win. I don't really need to see Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I saw that already. I don't know. I want Buffalo to win. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I guess out of all the teams, I mean, I guess I'd want Cincy to win it just because they've never won it. And they came so close last year. But yeah,
it'd be a tough out. The AFC is insane.
Yeah, I get juice. I get the appeal of Buffalo. I just, as Jeff fans, it's hard for us to root for anyone in division. You know.
Yeah.
Like I know.
Can we talk about one thing? Sorry, you go.
Yeah.
You go first.
No, what?
How good the AFC quarterbacks are going to be in the future? This is one thing that really pisses me off as a Jet fan. Like, really pisses me off. You got Allen, like literally for the next, 10 years?
Yeah.
Allen, Mahomes, Herbert, Burrow. Those four. And then you got to throw like Lamar Jackson on top of there.
Yeah. I guess you could have said Tua, but not anymore.
Could have said Tua. His
career's probably over.
I mean, those four guys, you have to beat for all four of them to get to the Super Bowl every year.
I know.
How?
I know.
And then I look at the NFC. Who's the best young quarterback in the NFC? Name it like a few of them, a couple of them.
In the NFC? It's like really, it's really pathetic.
It's dire. It's like
Hurts.
Nothing.
Hurts. Right? Hurts
and how, like, I love Hurts. I think he's great, but like, how much is he a product of the system?
Like,
who else is there besides that?
Like, Dak. The NFC? Dak is too, I don't know, up and down, I feel like.
I feel like Dak is very middle of the road. Like, he can be very good, and then he could also be very mediocre.
Yeah.
You're talking about if the Giants are in right now, Daniel Jones, nope. You got Purdy, nope. The Lions fighting for it, Jared Goff, nope. Who else? Tom Brady is 43 years old.
Yeah.
So, like, the rest of it, he can only do so much. His team stinks. It's really, you don't have too much Kirk,
And I forgot about Trevor Lawrence with Peterson. He's going to be another pain in the ass.
Oh, I know. Too. Yeah, we didn't even mention him. He's been awesome.
They're in.
It's not good.
As of now, they're in. They are the last spot.
Oh,
they're winning that division.
They're winning the division.
Yeah, the Titans have completely fallen off the map. Yeah.
Also, the Deshaun Watson. I know he doesn't look so good, but when you give him another year,
he'll be fine next year.
Yeah,
he's
gonna be. That's another top like quarterback. Fuck,
I know it's pretty. Yeah. It's pretty brutal.
It is kind of like just to get into the playoffs is gonna be hard.
I know.
And Pittsburgh isn't going to go in. Like, they're still going to be tough, like, eventually.
Yeah, what if Pickett becomes something? I mean, I think he's got, like, some good intangibles. I know. It's pretty rough. I mean, I guess we got to just kind of hope Mike White kills it these last two games, shows us something. I don't like that he doesn't really have any mobility, though. You know, I like the quarterback to have a little bit of mobility. Just a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, Mahomes has, like, a little bit, you know, enough. I think Burrow, same thing. Danny Jones, we were talking about him before. He's actually one of the most mobile quarterbacks in the league. He's great.
He can move.
I think he's like top three.
Yeah, he's like an elite. Yeah, elite. He just looks, he's so white, you know, like, it's hard to imagine.
I think because this coaching staff kind of figured out, and they kind of coached him in such a way that it's like, if the play's not there, just go. Just take off. Go. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Right? And he's been doing it. I just worry about him getting a bad hit. But he's been okay so far. Hasn't been fumbling as much as he was. Like, that was, you know, really one of his the pain points of his game. Where does Tom Brady end up next year?
I think
because I saw a quote. He said, they asked him, do you think about retirement?
I could see Miami.
He's like, no, not at all.
Yeah, I could see Miami now, unless that.
Yeah.
Unless what happened in the offseason was so bad that, you know, that can't happen now. But yeah, I mean, San Francisco makes sense, obviously, because of what's going on with their quarterback situation. And he's from, but the thing he's from there.
So about San Fran, the thing I don't get is, like, I think that's actually great because the defense is so loaded that he could step right in and they'd be, you know, they'd probably be the favorites.
Good coach.
But
too.
What do you do with Trey Lance then? Right, you take him at what? It was a third pick.
Sit and just watch and learn, I guess. You know,
That's tough.
Oh, but obviously,
I never got that pick.
I never did either. I don't know. He looked, I guess, a lot like Kaepernick, maybe Shanahan, like that. I don't know. Similar player. I have no idea.
I think it was between him and Mac Jones. They wanted to take a quarterback. They really like Mac Jones too. I think now it's just different. Now you can't take a quarterback and sit him for 3 years. It's just non-existent.
Yeah.
Except if you're Jordan Love.
Yeah.
But he wasn't drafted high. He was just like a late first rounder. So
right. Yeah, it'd be interesting what happens to him. But obviously another Brady landing spot could be back in New England, you know? Could definitely see that happening.
I don't
Bring him back. I don't, like, I'm not scared of him anymore.
I don't think he would, like, if they're gonna keep Belichick, I don't think Belichick probably wants him back.
Yeah, I'm hearing rumors that he's gonna be retiring after this year, Belichick.
Belly? Wow.
Yeah, I saw a few, like, articles like that or Twitter, like, popping up with that.
He'll probably...
It's got to be coming soon, man, because, like, the longer he goes on, if he just keeps on going years and years, I don't think they're going to be contending anytime soon. And like I said, look at the AFC.
Yeah. Yep.
They don't have a quarterback. Their future quarterback is not on the team, just like the Jets, so...
Yeah.
You know, Christmas Eve, I was up very late, just having some cocktails and just flipping through, watching like Christmas Story, and then flipping through. And they had that, I don't know if it's a 30 for 30, but it's a documentary on the Tuck game. And I was just like watching it thinking, this is incredible. This is a game from 2001.
I know.
And I'm watching Belichick and Tom Brady. And they're still here.
Bro, we were in high school.
We were like in the second year.
It's
we
nuts.
Just started our second year high school.
It's nuts.
How warped my brain was. I was actually rooting for the Patriots in that game.
Me too. I don't know why.
Yeah, so
because the Raiders. No, it's tough because we like they knocked us out a couple of times. So, like Rich Gannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playoffs. The Raiders Jets rivalry was awesome. They played every year last season. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good games with them.
Yeah, we hated the Raiders at that time because that's when the Raiders were pretty good. Tim Brown and Gannon.
The NFL should do that. They should institute, like, I know you play your own division and you play, like, NFC division, but, like, they should be one game and it should be, like, a rivalry game and it should be, like,
out of the
It should be, like, Jets Raiders. That's a rivalry.
Yeah. Right. That's kind of died a little bit. I'm trying to think who it would be now. I guess Jets have been bad.
Because they've been so bad.
They've been so bad, yeah. You can't really do it. But there's plenty of examples around the league. I know what you mean. Kind of like how Bills Chiefs has become a little bit.
Yeah. It'd be cool.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing that in baseball now, I guess.
Oh, they are?
Every team plays each other now this year. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's like a lot less division games. You know how it used to be like, you know, you could play the Red Sox like what, like 20 something times?
Yeah, for like four or five now, different series, yeah.
That's getting like chopped in half. They play every team now, which is cool.
That is cool. That make more intrigue. Baseball needs to switch something up. Makes sense.
Definitely.
Makes sense. All right. What else? What do we miss here? Oh, we didn't get a chance to, and Adam's not here now. Adam had to jump. Recap.
Argentina?
Well, yeah, the World Cup, obviously. Argentina, that was great. Messi. Messi, he certified himself, right? He's officially the GOAT.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is there any denying it at this point? He's done everything. There's nothing else to prove.
Yeah.
He's only 35, too. He could still play another.
I mean,
I don't know how many years, but.
The GOAT of all time?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Right? Him, Pele.
More than Pele?
Pele, or. Sorry, Jess, but.
Nah. I think Pele's
really sick now and sad.
Yeah. He might die.
Yeah. It's sad. No, I don't know.
Pele has 3 World Cups, right?
I think he has 3. Changed. He made soccer like super
popular. Yeah, oh, of course.
It's hard to compare because it's completely different. Yeah.
It's like Pele. Pele's like Jordan and Messi's like LeBron, I guess. Best way to compare it. That sort of thing.
Yeah, modern era, like he's way better than like Baggio, Ronaldo.
Right. Right. Messi,
all that.
He might come to the U.S. Was it Inter Miami?
MLS?
Yeah, Inter Miami, is Beckham's new team. So that'd be interesting. I still don't think that would.
I could see that.
I don't know if that would bring enough intrigue. Obviously,
Nets game is lit.
What's that?
Nets game's lit. Tied 106 with 1:18 left.
Oh, shit.
I heard Kyrie's going bonkers.
Yeah, he made Holiday. He dropped Holiday earlier in the game. Little.
Durant's on one right now too. Oh my god, Durant's nuclear right now.
I mean, it's definitely gonna be Brooklyn, Boston, Eastern Conference Final.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But Boston, that stinks. Imagine Eastern Conference Finals. We're watching Brooklyn and Boston. This is not good for us.
Look at DeJounte. DeJounte tanking my field goal percentage.
Cocksucker. Yeah. Yeah,
soccer's awesome though. Like World Cup is fantastic. I watch so much soccer.
It was fun. It was great.
It was great. We have to go when it's here.
I mean, if it's somewhat affordable, I mean, jeez.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. I think you have to buy the. What you should do, just buy the tickets when I think they come available like in 2 years. Whatever, right?
And just jump on it then
if you don't want to go. And sell them you'll make crazy profit. When
crazy
it
money,
anything.
Crazy money, absolutely. And if
wish, like when you watch it, don't you wish it was like a little bit more popular in this country that like we would like go to games? Like, I'm not saying like NFL or NBA, but like I don't know. I wish it was like on a level like hockey is really gaining a lot of popularity. I think and hockey's like
well, hockey has its fan base. It has such a strong fan base, loyal fan base.
Yeah. Like I don't know. I guess it won't. It won't ever because I don't know. For them, it's like what the NFL has done.
Correct. Yeah. NFL is just it's such a different beast. Nothing will ever top it in America. I don't think, unless like the concussion stuff just becomes so bad that you know 20 years from now they're just like all right we can't keep, people are dying or something. You know what I mean? Like something insane like that. That's the only way that could kill the NFL at this point is something that crazy. But. But yeah, no, the World Cup was great. I mean, that final was like the greatest final they're saying in World Cup history. It was amazing.
Incredible.
It was amazing.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. Edge of your seat. Yeah.
I was rooting for Argentina, but like, how nervous? Like, I was nervous. Right?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't have a dog in the fight.
Same.
I'm so nervous.
Same. Yeah. I wanted Argentina and Messi to get it so bad. But yeah, two best players in the world, pretty much going head to head, 4 goals versus 3 goals. Oh. I mean, it's amazing. What else can you want? You know, and I didn't realize they play on the same team, Paris Saint Germain.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize. I was like, holy shit.
With Neymar. Neymar's on the team too.
That's insane. How is that allowed? Talk about like big three. Holy cow.
Do they win it every year? Like, they don't lose a game, do they?
I don't know too much about the Paris League. I feel like that's not even like a popular league.
It's not. That's why I was good. Like, I don't even know who plays in that.
Like, it pretty much goes Premier League, La Liga.
La Liga.
That's the Spanish one,
Serie
right?
A.
Yeah, Serie A. Serie A. Whatever. And then Italy.
And then the Bundesliga.
Bundesliga in Germany.
Bundesliga, Germany.
And then there's a Dutch league.
Yeah, so I don't even know.
French league, yeah, it's like fourth or fifth. What the fuck? Crazy.
Must be just like, hey, come live in Paris and get rich.
Yeah, the owners,
you're not
gonna
play much competition.
Yeah,
like, it's not much of a notoriety to win this league, but just enjoy your life.
Well, it's the money, yeah. Whoever owns that team is, you know, clearly... like, has a lot of money to throw around. I mean, look at Ronaldo's getting, $211 million per year to play in Saudi Arabia?
Isn't that weird, though? Like, imagine there being competing really good football leagues, like, in Canada and Mexico.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have to, like, pick, like, a club team. Like, it's got to be... Because you know how, like, soccer fans are. Like, there's a lot of fans, like, people here, they're like, oh, you know, I'm a Manchester fan.
Yeah.
But does that mean, like, you only follow the Premier League? And, like, but what about, like, La Liga? There's probably, like, Real Madrid is probably better than your team. So,
yeah.
How do you have to even say you're the best? Like, well, at least in the NFL, you know, like, well, who's the best? If you win the championship, you're the best.
Well, they have Champions League. So the Champions League is when all these leagues play each other. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Duh. Yeah. So, no, I'm still trying. I'll never, you know, I've never like sat down and like really like tried to figure it all out, like when they play and all that.
Actually,
yeah,
I'm gonna get into that. I'll watch the Champions League. That's probably pretty cool.
Oh yeah, no, I always watch. What they call like the championship for that? It's got a there's like a name for it. I feel like it's always like in the summer sometime. Yeah, I forget. Where's Harry? Where's Plez when you need him? He would know.
I know.
Yeah. Shouts to Plez. But like, yeah,
Harry.
I forget what that game is called. But that's like bigger than the Super Bowl, like viewership wise.
Yeah.
And I know. I think Real Madrid has the most titles. I think they're like more. Yeah.
They're real.
Yeah, they're real.
They're so real.
yeah, them in Barcelona.
What are you guys doing for New Year's Eve? Biggest party of the year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it all? I kind of don't want to be. I kind of don't want to be hungover for the Jackie the next day. I want to be.
Yeah. I want to order a bunch of Domino's and watch the BCS.
I'm glad you brought up Domino's. Can we talk about Domino's for a second?
Yeah.
So,
bro, he just got whacked. You watching this game?
Yeah.
How is that not a foul?
I don't know.
even Durant. Oh, they lost. I thought it was tied. Oh shit!
No. They lost Atlanta.
Wow.
Brooklyn Nets 10 in a row.
Brooklyn. Yeah.
Wow, Kyrie's got some gray hairs.
Trae Young is balding as shit.
Yeah, to say the least.
Kyrie's like 28. How does he have grays?
Yeah, it happens.
Stress, bro.
It happens.
Stress.
I guess when he was going for the retreat,
yeah,
took a lot out of him.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I was going to say, I'm glad you brought up Domino's, because Katie and I, we get Domino's like pretty often. Like, I don't know, once a month, once every 2 months.
Is it good, by you?
Good. You have a good one? What's
that? You have a good one?
Yeah,
one
Domino's. Domino's hits different. You know?
Yeah, like, you know what? When I get it, like, I haven't gotten in a while, but when I get it by Pearl River,
That one's awesome.
Oh yeah, well we know that one very well.
Yeah, but the one credit card knows that one.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. I was like, everyone's trying to make plans. Everything's so expensive. And I was like, what if I just like ghosted everyone, ordered a bunch of Domino's, and just watched the college playoff?
That's the way to go now, man. That's the way to go.
That sounds old, right? That's old to me.
Yeah.
We're old.
Well, I mean, I've obviously been in a relationship for a long time. Like, I've had plenty of New Year's now where we've done jack shit. Like, we'll probably, you know, maybe go out to dinner. I don't know. Maybe we'll get together with some friends, but doubtful. I don't know. I don't do much on New Year's.
Yeah, I'm more about Sunday. Sunday, I want to watch football.
Sunday.
Yeah. Well, Saturday night. We didn't even...
Saturday is the college?
Yeah, we didn't even talk. We didn't even talk about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Michigan, fucking
TCU,
and then Georgia and Ohio State. So
that Georgia Ohio State game would be really fun.
I think so.
Yeah, it'd be good.
I think so. I think even Michigan TCU. I have no idea where that's going to go. No idea.
I watched a lot of Michigan this year. It's a different team this year. They play. They're good this year. They're good. I think they could win it all. I don't know if I would say that they're my favorite. I think still Georgia is probably the favorite, but
Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia was just Michigan. Dominant. Georgia's just dominant. Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. But and then
I hate their quarterback though. Oh, he's like 35 years old.
Yeah, I know.
I know, and he's so cocky and arrogant. Like, bro, you're 40.
Yeah, and you're not going to do anything. Is he even going to be in the NFL? I mean, I guess he'll be like a backup, maybe, right?
No, I don't think.
I don't think he's
drafted.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Think he'll make it.
Oh, he might not even make it. Okay.
No.
Jeez.
He's small. I think I mean, I give him credit. Like, you know, he was a former walk-on. Like, good for him. He made it. But, like, he acts like he's the reason for this team.
Yeah. No. Yeah, so that should be fun. So that's Saturday night, New Year's Eve, and then Sunday NFL. Yeah, another great weekend of sports. I mean, this past weekend was awesome. All the games on Saturday and then Sunday.
That was great. I wish it was like that every year that Christmas like
fell on that.
On a Sunday. So you get that Monday off, right? The day after. Because normally I go in after Christmas, right?
And then now New Year's.
This is annoying.
We get New Year's observed. Yeah, I don't even know what Monday. Day. Yeah, I don't even know what day it is. I'm so confused this week. Like, I don't even know what day it is. It's crazy.
I know. I looked it up though. So we're off Monday.
Yeah.
But next year it's back to the regular
scheduled program. Yeah, but I've kind of liked how it's been this year with the sports.
It's great. Football guy Saturday, Christmas Eve, Sunday.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think we're about to get cut off again. So I think we got to everything now.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right.
Well, Adam didn't have to clean up too much of a mess.
Too much poopy. All right, take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.
You're welcome. You're welcome.